We're re-uploading this audio to give a quick Hare Krishna to Daniel Johnston. True love will find you in the end, friend.
Right on time.
Oh, you like that count in?
That was fucking count. We're leaving that metronome in because it's the Feast of Friends podcast. Coming in slow and groovy like on a... What day is it, guys? Give me a day.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Dropping it on a Thursday. I'm Michael. This is... Say your name, goddammit.
Alex.
And... Just say it quickly.
Alco.
There. Boom. We've been bad about that lately, folks. So we're going to try and, you know, actually host a show here. We're going to get into some more tour stories. I think we left off in Tulsa last... Or heading to Tulsa last time. Fresh out of Fayetteville. Let's get into it, folks.
Cool, wait, yeah. What?
I don't know. I shouldn't have stopped it.
Oh, okay.
I should have just edited it later, actually.
I guess we should just get the business out the way and...
What business?
Do we need to turn this fan off above us?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I think it'd be great. So, yeah, I wish
that was the business.
I wish I just left the music running and had my podcast notes up. So you want to fake another one here?
How many times have we redone intros? I mean,
it doesn't matter that at that point. I like we can get the same general thing we just did with that. It's the song that's important. It's a Feast of Friend podcast. That's not even. That's some of the words. It's a podcast now, and we're coming in with some slurrage. Who knows why? It's a beautiful Tuesday here, and in a world full of beasties looking for a perch, we're glad to be out here on a limb with you. Back in our ongoing quest to unite both of the Koreas, we're here, we're saying our names. I'm Michael.
It's Lopez.
Alco.
And I've got some corrections off the top. All right. Okay, a quick note. Last time, you guys know the guy I'm talking about. I brought it up before. Dugan.
Oh, yeah.
The old guy. I remembered his name.
Is his name really not Dugan?
It's Dugan.
Oh, it is Dugan.
It is Dugan, our white whale. I called him a lizard old guy, but what I need you people out there listening to understand is the conspiratorial hive mind seems to get it, and that's that lizards make for very powerful people. So it's not an insult when I call him a lizard person. He's a pulse on the scene of the Austin Music Minute, whatever that means. Around 16 minutes into the episode, last episode, where we teach you how to disarm a racist, Alco said the word distatched, and we're so used to that sort of thing that we just sort of didn't bat an eye at it. And feel free to write it. What I'm getting at is feel free to write in, folks, if you hear one of those, because
right.
I think those are fun Easter eggs. And it's just good. It's a fun time. It's a great time to be alive. People are upset also because Stephen Frequency went on some non-specific ethnic music background rant. And they seem to be upset that it didn't end with a spaceship sound because he's an alien, and that's pretty racist. And given the subject matter of last episode, I don't even think we're here to acknowledge that kind of thing. Does anyone have any promises to make this episode?
I promise it's me making the drum machine sounds.
What do you promise, Lopez?
I don't make promises anymore, man.
I promise to really try and say like less. That's going to be my promise.
A good one.
I probably won't keep it. Look, we have some apologies to make. The titular story from last episode regarding me yelling some words on Red River
big
to
words.
Save Alco from a pre-Proud Boy kind of boy. Look, I'm not here to apologize for my actions, which would have, by the way, been exactly what Bugs Bunny would have done. I think we can all stand up for that. But I am here, however, to apologize for Alco's introduction of it. He called it a story concerning dark humor, and that kind of racial wordplay, I think, is really subversive in these times, Alco. I think you're going to have to apologize. Like, can you give us a quick apology You don't have to. If you feel, I mean, maybe the thing to do as an artist is to not back down and stand by your very racially charged humor.
I think that I'm going to.
Are you gonna try and debase my foundless accusations at all? Like contextless.
I'm gonna say that nothing.
Well, look, that's one way to deal with it, folks.
You know, one time I boofed some weed. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not going to have to do that for now.
Well, did that happen in Travis County?
That did. It happened downtown. I was just scared, all right? And it was, like, enough that I could have eaten. Just don't ask.
Look, I don't want
to... There's a panic button. I just hit the panic button, all right?
I don't know if we want to get into the moral
emphasis
of that story.
But.
I don't know if we want to really dive into the moral of that story, but it was very much a...
It was a dark time.
You were texting us about not texting or something.
Like did life. I get... No, I don't know if I got a ticket for texting and driving. That's not what I got the ticket
for.
No,
but you got pulled over because of it or something. I remember...
I have gotten a ticket. That was a separate time. I think I got pulled
over.
There
was some sort of Aesop's fable about it. But, you know, it's more interesting if they're both together and you had to...
Should we explain boofing or should we let
I
that be Googled?
I think people get it.
They have an Urban Dictionary.
I don't think we need to go into that.
All right. What's better off this way.
Try and dive into is we can go into the where we left off of the tour stories or tour kind of memories anyhow. This is already gonna be a problem, yeah. But I guess it's a sexy time. Ooh. I don't know. This is gonna be an issue. Okay. The reality, guys, I'm not using like 8 minutes of this. Like
right.
8 minutes of the 11 we just did.
Right, I'm aware of that.
So we're going to have to...
make a better podcast.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's hope that some sort of fucking land demon comes through and like really shows us what's what. I got pockets in my pants because my pants are pants. Like, this is a... I'm going to pitch an Eddie Murphy movie that never got made in the 80s, okay? So let's pitch an Eddie Murphy movie that never got made. He is... Not what kind of policeman or equivalent of that is he? He's gonna be a.
He's like a mindhunter type guy.
He's a mindhunter. Wait. Can he be a psychic instead? Like a
like Cleo and mindhunter.
No, like he's a like one of a psychic detective. That's kind of that'd be a fun.
There's
that
one
actually,
of those already. That's psych.
Okay, so what? Let's kind of just as we're on mic talk about what we want to do this episode. I think we're gonna talk Tulsa.
Tulsa, okay.
We're going to talk what was after that?
Tulsa.
Denver.
That's correct, yeah. There was long-ass drive. How long was that drive?
Fucking
who cares about that part? That's
12
boring.
Hours.
It was a very long drive into the probably
that was
most
through
treacherous.
Kansas?
That was the
Kansas?
Worst drive in my
honestly,
opinion.
Honestly, no, we didn't even really talk about how crazy it was driving the van
in Arkansas?
Through... Like up to Cold Irons because that was some dangerous shit.
That was the sketchiest
very
shit.
Sketchy. Very thankfully, I drive like a box truck for work.
I don't know what the
similar to a box
like.
Truck,
we don't drive
so
in. There's not a lot of mountains
there.
Over
oh,
here.
No, not at all.
And
then those were cartoon mountains.
Yeah, they were absurdly steep, and it was like there was like a light drizzle here and there, and we were coming down just riding those brakes. That was sketchy as fuck.
Oh yeah, it was a dangerous time. And thankfully, on this whole run, we were right ahead of any sort of real winter.
Yeah, we were right before it, yeah.
And that only became, we only hit an issue in Santa Fe, which we'll get to. But even then, we were just ahead of any real snow. Very very lucky on that end. So we'll have to. That'll be another thing we'll want to prepare for this winter. We'll do some light van talk. Elko, do you love it? So yeah, we'll go between that and jumping into some stuff we'll need to do to plan for the future, for this upcoming tour we have, and that's going to include some serious van update material. What's the deal with the van right now, Elko? Is it somewhere? It's in San Antonio, correct?
It was then that Mike realized that such sudden investigations regarding the van were not to be taken lightly. He quickly had to change subject and go on for God knows why a winding rant about American folk hero Bugs Bunny. Let's see where we jump back in, shall we?
He's an American hero? an icon, and I will not hear any different.
Toon Squad.
Toon Squad for life. Hey, so are they doing another one of those?
It's been rumored for a long time, and there's casted now, so it's looking pretty serious.
Is Rick Kelly involved?
No way.
He might be, though. He probably was, and then they're like, ah, it was going to be a great soundtrack.
Yeah, what are they going
to
do for the...
What they're going to do is get Bruno Mars to sing Lizzo? The exact same song. I think they should get... I heard someone else say this.
They have options.
This isn't me. I forget who I heard say this, but I think they should just get Bruno Mars to re-record all of Michael Jackson and R. Kelly's material. And then everyone can just listen guilt-free, you know? I think that would be a good compromise. And then he gets, obviously, a good deal out of it.
Yeah, he's set for life.
He already is fine. He's fine. We should mash up Space Jam 2 with a Johnny Cash biopic. Did you guys know Johnny Cash is the fucking... Like the episode season 8 The Simpsons where Homer eats a spicy pepper and hallucinates a fox coyote god. I didn't know that was Johnny Cash for the longest time.
Nope.
Me either, man.
That's like the first episode of The Simpsons I consciously remember.
Hey, I didn't know that at all.
Well, so again, staggering and probable autism. I can't really help that. But I did learn something very valuable from the last episode I watched of The Simpsons from season 8. It was the Rodney Dangerfield episode. And... So, during the last show, I didn't really mean to do this bit of crowd work, but I did the thing. I didn't even have an end to this. I just had thought at 4 a.m. the night prior. No one's excited about vintage news. And so I threw that out there and then realized it needed more. So I was like, sir, can you explain that to me? You look like you might know about that sort of thing. And then it got an audible, not you.
Oh.
But I just pointed at a guy. I think it was the bassist from the band Forest. And I just said that, and it got an audible, oh! Like I just roasted the guy. And I didn't really mean to, but I can definitely see how that functionally was that. Dang. But I need to remember to Dangerfield it and just say, hey, this guy's all right at the end of it. And that's going to be that's a world of a fix.
That's
and honestly,
true.
That's going to fuck up. I guess I can take it out. So that's the cool thing about that.
I almost got in a fight at a basketball game recently.
With who?
This really angry, like, 19-year-old, right? Is that
an
fair?
Angry young man?
Angry
yeah, it was like that, yeah.
It was wild, actually, though. I made a few mistakes.
On what pretense?
I won't lie that I made a few mistakes.
What happened?
All right, well, let me dive into here. So, when you play basketball, there's, like, normal basketball trash talk, right? Such as like
wanna talk some shit,
brick, or like bucket. That's the most obvious positive
cookies.
Negative talk, you know what I mean? Cookies is actually one too, Mike.
Is a
that's
good
a steal
one,
yeah, hell yeah.
Cookies is a good one.
You know, brick is like you suck, you missed it. Buckets, like you just made it.
Say it. Well, if it's not, we'll start using it around the court. We'll
forget what it was.
We'll create some new ones.
We'll try. Anyhow, Alco. Please.
So, we're playing, and this guy just won his last game with his team, and he scored a lot of points. And, you know, usually in basketball, you just match up to people similar height, and I'm the shortest guy almost all the time, so I always match up on the other shortest guy, which happened to be this dude who he balled in the game before, but they didn't look like incredible or anything.
Hey, describe him.
He was the shirtless guy on the court. You know how there's always that guy, too. He's the shirtless young guy. He was fucking... He was athletic. I'm not going to lie. But he was very upset at me. I don't even know how it escalated so quickly. Lopez says it was obvious, but...
It was pretty obvious.
Your end of it.
Yeah, I mean, so I've played... I don't know. I used to play basketball when we were younger, and I know just... how people are when they compete, really, I guess.
But we're at a
not
park.
Just,
we're at Mets Park.
Right,
it's
but this,
very casual.
Again, this is
there's
the
guy. There's a guy smoking a blunt on the court.
I want to jump in with this is the sports talk corner with one of the guys who knows nothing about sports. So if you're in that, I'm on your side in the listeners' audience, if that's you. So continue, please.
Well, yeah, we'll get to the
you know,
core of it.
I know how I was when I played sports, and there were just obviously people that cared way more about like winning or sport, whatever it may be. They just cared a lot. And we get there, and like, you know, I'm not trying, you know, we're just shooting hoops. That's what, you know, like you were saying, it's casual, whatever. But clearly this guy is he's king of the court, and he's trying to let you know.
Yeah, here's what happened is short, long story short, he sized me up real quickly and talked shit to me first. He initiated
He disrespected you.
He disrespected me right off the top, and I was like, not what hurt he personally. Say? He was like,
was it about your mustache?
Yes.
No way, was it?
He said, I'm gonna knock your Mario fucking mustache off.
Hey, this is the right way, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Sick. He's gonna knock your Mario mustache off?
I wish people could have seen that.
Yeah.
I'm like snapping.
But he didn't mean it like punch me. Like he meant like in the game. Like he was gonna
beat you. His team was gonna win.
And I said, I literally just laughed. I was like, that was funny. I was like not mad at it. I literally could not have had like a more chill reaction, basically. And we're playing with some friends who I haven't like really known very well, so it's maybe like our second time playing with them too. So now they're just seeing me and this guy go from, that was the first thing he said, and then he put up a shot, and like I said, I just said standard basketball trash talk. He put up a shot and it missed, and I said brick. That's it. I didn't even like get in his face or anything. I said brick, and he was like, "What'd you say?" And then I think I said,
"He probably thought you were doing like a racist Chinese accent and calling him black."
Whoa, no!
You sure he didn't think that?
No way!
That's what my mind automatically jumped to.
What?
That he would think. That's not what I think, unprompted. But if I'm like, "Why is this guy getting angry?"
You're trying to find a reason.
Yeah, exactly. It makes no sense. It seems unreasonable. Is all I'm saying. Okay.
He missed the shot, and I just yelled black.
Whoa!
That changes everything.
I did not do that.
I see why he wanted to fight you now.
That's not. I'm saying no. I don't think you would, but he might. He doesn't know you. He doesn't know you. Why would he know you? Does this guy know you? You're asking me if I think this guy knows you. Dude, that's a great drop. We just have Alco yelling that. I don't know if that's gonna even be powerful. That might just be helpful in a court case or something.
Right.
Wow. All right. Well, anyways, it escalated super quick as soon as I had said brick, and then he said, "What'd you say?" And I said brick again, and he got pretty mad at me. And then I think I scored after that. I scored like, it wasn't even that crazy. I scored and I didn't say anything. And he was just like, "Oh, I'm about to put buckets on you." And then I just played good defense, and then he got really mad because, like, I smiled, I laughed, yeah. I had already escalated.
I was watching the game from the sideline.
I think I laughed.
I was shooting around.
I laughed.
You were not helping yourself out. Like, this guy was like...
What would you have
like,
done differently?
What would I have done differently? Yeah.
Well, like, if you were him.
He wouldn't have gotten in this.
I wouldn't,
the guy wouldn't have picked that, but yeah, I'm saying like, if you were him.
Just understood social dynamics a little better.
If you
then,
were packaged as him.
Yeah, I think I just would have had a better understanding, like, oh, this is what I should do to avoid
I was
like,
having
a,
fun.
A
I
conflict.
Should you have called him strong?
No, I wouldn't have done that.
You're looking strong over there.
Looking pretty... No, it was just...
Strong over there, little
you
buddy.
You could just see, like, Alco's body language and then the way he was playing. Like, it was just... Everything you did was pissing him off. I'm not just the way you were standing. Though you were smiling for some
he
reason.
He got mad when I made.
He was
the,
angry, yeah. And he was like, and he. I just remember when the game was over, I was like, "Fuck! Like, is this guy gonna?" Because they lost, right?
We beat them, and there's a point pretty much at the end where it was still a close game, and we actually got switched off of each other because he got so mad at me. He was saying the most ridiculous things like. I will spit on your mama's grave. I swear to God, I'm about to fight you right now, Mario. I'm about to fight you right now.
Yeah, it wasn't about basketball from the very beginning.
Did you say that makes you a Goomba?
No, I said one.
You didn't say that?
He said, "Let's go to the stage, and I will battle you right now." And so it sounded like
no,
what?
He said, "No, he said we could dance. Are you
yes,
go to the stage?
He said we
could."
What?
He said about
like,
fighting.
He mean literally.
Dude,
well,
I
a stage though.
Yeah, there's a stage by the park.
So that's a weird. He should have clarified. Like, we can go over there on a stage. We can dance. I mean, not literally. I can see how that would be contextually confusing. But
do you see how it could have like it made me smile again? And like I was like, fuck. Now I'm really. And at that point, I knew I was like, okay, I gotta stop. But why would he say that? Like,
it's
is
that
he
you
conscious of this?
You weren't like, taking. He was taking everything way too serious, and you weren't taking much of anything serious. And that was pissing him off. That's what I saw.
Well, eventually,
from a
the whole game like paused at that moment. We switched up, but at the end, it ended up us back on him. He missed a shot that would like tied the game, and then we got the ball and won. And then at the end, yeah, he wanted to fight me again. And
yeah, I'm just glad I'm glad it didn't come to
that.
Funny.
And then it's pretty funny because at that point, even his teammates, the whole court was like, dude, you are out of line. Like, you just take your L. Just calm down. We're just playing basketball. This is fun.
It was a young kid, though, too. So you kind of understand, like, you know, we're not going to the NBA. Not that that kid was either, but, like, he just has that sort of
can-do attitude.
That can-do attitude. Just,
I think the most wild part about that was we had just played a show, and we hung out with one of our friends, and we were speaking about how I've never gotten in a real fight in my life, like, never had been in a scrap. Literally, like, that
the next day.
Like, I'm such a likable guy.
Lopez was like, we were just talking about that. I thought you were about to get hit right then, like, multiple times.
For sure. Yeah, I for sure thought this guy was going to swing, for sure. For sure. But he didn't, thank God.
He said, what else? Do you remember some other thing? Disses he threw my way?
No, I don't really remember. I just remember the, like, I just kept peeking up because I was shooting around the other room with that other dude.
He said plenty of things that made sense. Like, you're about to catch these hands. Like, he said things like that.
Did
that
he say
sense.
Some things that were just thrown out there, like some weird riddles and stuff?
Yes, he said some, like,
find me
said,
in the door that doesn't open where man cannot stand or be, but I will be present at the hour that shall not face noon.
He said something when that he said, he said, meet me on the stage and let's dance. Like, dude.
Said some shit like that. Well,
how
was I
supposed to hold the, like, macho composure at that point? That's hilarious.
I think he just wanted to dance.
No. It's all good. Dead. All right. Next story.
Lopez, what's the last time you got your scrum licked?
It's been a while since I've had my scrum. I don't know if I've ever really had my scrum licked, to be honest with you. Hmm. Like, no one's really gotten in there like that. But yeah. At the same time, I'm not really, like,
I don't know
aching
if we should,
for a good,
I don't know,
you
if
know
this
scrum
is pod talk.
Scrum licking.
I'm gonna veto this. I'll use my vote.
You don't like scrums?
There's two other people here.
The scrum gods, if you will.
Well, what's the other thing we do?
We talk about our tour from last year.
Well, yeah, what's up? We went down some scary roads in the van, in the big van, leaving Cold Iron.
I mean, Tulsa was
definitely heading there.
Tulsa, I was just kind of sleeping the whole time after the show, trying to. So as much of that as I want to talk about.
That was whenever Michael said, you're like an animal, you could sleep anywhere.
No, that was in Denver. That was in Amy's
house. After
that.
Yeah,
so at Tulsa.
But that was the origin of it.
Well, the whole tour is the origin where basically my compliments to Alco is that he's like an animal. He can just fall asleep anywhere, which he heard when I thought he was asleep and took offense to. But I was just jealous because I'm running on fumes and he's well rested. It's definitely a plus. But in Tulsa, we...
I almost fell asleep standing up once in my life. It was wild.
And
honestly,
been,
I see you walking sometimes, and I'm like, dude, he's still fucking asleep.
It's
you,
no wonder.
You look
like,
yeah.
The lethargy of your urgency,
yeah.
Or lack thereof.
Hey, dude, we're gonna be late.
Of course, you sat in shit. Of course, it was you. There's only even when like your urgency even has a sense of lethargy to it. There's
right,
no,
right.
It's a paradoxical thing. It in itself is the riddle from before I tried to lay out.
I save all my energy for the drumming, you know? That's why I got those flashes and the
hot
thunder.
Flashes.
But, I save it.
We were hosted by our friend Dane Arnold. And he is a fantastic R&B singer, I suppose.
Soul.
It's genre, soul, definitely. That's the ticket, soul singer. And definitely check out some of his work if you can't. Dane in the Soup is his latest project, and I'm sure they'll be
just
hitting back with some live shows on the way coming up here soon. But we were hosted at his house, and it was kind of that night anyway, a party house. But
yeah, we got in there after the long drive out of Arkansas to.
Yeah, we had some...
All the way through Kansas.
Was that gumbo, or what was that? Some sort of fish stew he made that I was very... I don't like fish
or
anything
like
that.
Wrong.
It was... and we learned in Santa Fe that... What's the word? Fucking goddamn. Alco had
a short
fun...
Drive.
No, Alco
Wimitanya?
Had a fun... No.
Wimitanya was the fun
it's
word.
It's a type of, like, Cajun... soup or something, and he mispronounced it.
Bisque is...
Yeah, Biscay.
That's the one.
Biscay, that's it. Yeah, he called it Biscay.
It's like risque.
We had some bisque.
Risque,
yeah, that's what
bisque.
Made it so crazy that you mispronounced it just days later, is we just recently ate bisque, and me for the first time. And
three
I kind of made a stink about
bisque.
It, because I... Yeah, three-piece with a biscuit. This, in this case, is just bisque. But I have a bad history with the sea and its contents being in my belly. I don't know. It's not my thing, but Dane definitely convinced me, and it was a good choice. Very hearty meal.
It was homemade. It was made with true love, I feel like. I don't know if it got kind of weird right then, but I don't care.
And the show, I mean, Tulsa really is, surprisingly enough, if you haven't been there as a touring band or a musician in any capacity, it's really a listening city, and it's really a great town for music. It's a consistent spot we try and hit every time we make any sort of a drive, because we have a little pocket of fans and friends there that are very supportive, and it's always very much worth our time to get out there and play for them.
Shout out Smoochie Wallace. Shout out Brujo Roots.
And the Colony.
Colony.
Peach House.
Shout out Peach
Town. Town. House Town. It's a townhouse.
Townhouse.
And shout out to Professor Scratchies, or whatever that homeless guy was, we named him, that was trying to tell us the
Squiggles?
Tips.
What was
Squiggles?
His name?
DJ Squiggles.
It was some
he
shit
was
like
for
that.
Sure on meth. Like,
we were,
that was 100%
meth. We just bought some pizza,
and
he was telling us about how to get free pizza, and then he tried to do it, and it didn't work. And it was very uncomfortable. It was a weird thing. He was like, you know you can get it for free if you hang out by the dumpsters. And we were like, thanks, man. Do you want a slice? And he did, I think, right?
Yeah, I think he gave it to him, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think that's why he asked, but anyway, or was telling us. But anyhow, again, it was like very much a party house that night, but it was the kind of party house where there's definitely a room full of baby toys, and we're sort of like, where's this baby? Who
yeah,
knows
right.
where
I
this
have
baby
some pictures
is?
There, yeah.
And I think, had Alka slept at all that night, I think it was in there, but...
No, I fell asleep in the chair like an animal.
I was in the main room trying to sleep, but he's playing fucking... What's Blitz, or what's the fucking thing? What's the game? And it's the football FIFA. I don't know the game y'all have.
FIFA is football.
No, but American styly. So you were playing that with some guy who was just like, I mean, the thing about football is it's really good.
It's all about coverage.
And he was legitimately just that person. Just, it's football, and I think a lot of people don't get about football.
He was just really excited about it.
He
was taking the L, dude,
and
by
let's
the
just
way.
Say there were some things, some added...
Additives?
Some additives, yeah. So he's definitely very excited and focused about football. And there's just no chance that they can't turn the volume down. So that was a fun. And we had, like, I believe that was the longest drive of the trip the next morning. So additives and all were definitely kept up. An interesting...
Nobody slept that night.
Yeah, it was not a good sleep.
I slept
that. Yeah.
In the chair, sitting up.
Yeah. It couldn't
I
have been
I
a good sleep.
I think I fell asleep playing Madden, sitting up in the chair against the guy, and then Mike was even, like, yelling at me to stop, and I was asleep already.
I was like, just turn it the fuck down. Why do you guys need this?
But yeah, I don't
he
remember.
So, I don't know, engaged in
no,
his
I was asleep by that point.
Paradigm. Yeah, so that guy's fucking dumb. My point stands. What a dumb guy that is. I hope he hears this, that fucking idiot.
Whoa, calm down.
Stupid yeah, fucking bitch.
Stupid
whoa,
fucking...
What?
Slow it down.
What?
I'm just kidding. That guy, Greg, and I have an understanding.
I was just piling on, man.
That guy's name isn't Greg, and I'm just kidding. I
yeah,
actually don't like
I don't remember what his name was.
Probably like Dano.
Every time I would fall asleep and wake up, there'd be a whole new party there. And then I'd go back to sleep, and it'd be a whole new... Anyways. What was after that?
I took a very upset Christmas photo. With everybody?
Yep.
I
remember
like
your face.
Like,
I just remembered your face in that picture.
Guys.
Yeah.
And
I was just kind of like, all right, I guess we got to do this.
I love that picture.
It's pretty great. But after that, we head towards Denver. And I think we... Ooh, yeah. After that, we head out towards Denver, and it's a very...
Terrible.
I mean,
very
no,
hard
it's...
drive.
Flat I mean, land. It's a long drive, and we come in, we make it in at about, what, like, past midnight or something? And, we have a friend out there, Amy, who let us stay with her. So it was definitely a welcome time in the world. I'd love some help on this, guys.
You also can smoke weed, I mean, in
really?
Colorado legally, so
really?
It's pretty
can
dope.
You?
Yeah, it's amazing. You've probably never heard
gems,
of this.
What other hidden secrets of the city are there?
There's fucking mountains there. You ever seen that shit?
Yes.
Pretty dope.
Is this that Neil Young song?
Yeah. That's a shitty version of it, yeah.
So, yeah, we get to Amy's, and then we are, like, chilling. We're like, cool, we did it. We're here. This is a long drive. Let's get settled in. We got settled in.
And we had the pleasure of playing at a venue called Your Mom's House. So every dispensary and place we went to where the people would ask, what are y'all doing in town? Or we're playing somewhere. Where are you playing? We had the pleasure of saying, Your mom's house.
Your mom's house.
There were a lot of, what was that?
Your mom's house.
And so a lot of fun, almost confrontational energies about. But yeah, you know, we passed through Denver, pretty much no conflict. Definitely spent the most money there out of any city myself.
Denver was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, other than...
Then we actually had a kind of a snafu because it got so cold we couldn't start the van.
Well, that was that.
That was the part one
Denver?
Of that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
that was
yeah.
part one. We got the first sign of that.
Yeah, so the van
it
definitely
sucked.
It was turning out to where it needed, and this isn't rocket science either. But anytime the temperature would fall beneath 45, it needed a to be above that and. Kind of just get some sunlight
diesel.
On it. Yeah, it's the diesel. It's the whole thing. We're going to try and get a block heater and some tech
Texan,
stuff.
Texan van.
Going for it so that we can not face, you know, such annoyances in the future. But
yeah,
it was definitely a worry for the first maybe. How long was that? It was definitely like a couple hours.
It was like there had probably been 6 hours of sunlight before it. Started to turn
and it
turn on yeah
it finally hit and sent us on our way to Santa Fe where we arrived probably an hour before we played.
Well, I was even doing that on the way to the venue from Denver from Amy's to your mom's house.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
So it happened to us like almost every stop.
We were
after
in Denver
that.
For a couple days too, so that was a good
yeah we had an extra day
well.
Yeah, you want to talk about it, Lopez?
So no.
It's okay.
We
all
did
right.
go karaoke, so that was definitely a fun time. But other than that, we end up getting to Santa Fe, that venue called Zephyr, who we're going out to play with again this December.
Yeah.
Or rather, play at again. That was the Walrus of Truth.
What was that?
Give us a Walrus of Truth sound effect. I'll put that in post.
I'm gonna have to pause in about 3 minutes. Unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine with me. But where is it? We get to Zephyr. We play with a cool cast of
cats.
Yeah, that's the word I was avoiding, but it sounded cooler when you said it. Good alley-oop.
I said it with a K, that's why.
Yeah, I think that was the difference. Yeah. I heard it. So after the show, we're starving because we had to just haul dick to make it there barely in time.
Yes.
And I am like the whole day, I think I'm saying... You know what sounds great? I forget how it comes up, but I was telling Lopez, I can't. All I want in the world is a number 7 from Sonic, and he was like, "What is that?" And I told him, it's first off, it's the grossest thing on the menu, but I'm proud and happy to get it every time. It's the footlong chili cheese coney.
And when he told me that.
His reaction was, that's the most autistic thing I've ever heard you say.
Whoa.
That you know it's a number 7. And I didn't even realize it registered, but I'm not upset about it.
I also was kind of happy because that's all I get from Sonic is the footlong chili cheese coney. Again, as gross as it is or whatever.
And so after the show, we're excited about finding a Sonic. And the our host,
too excited,
Chris,
by the way.
Is definitely... Like more than hospitable.
Disgusted.
He's a more than hospitable guy.
By the way, it was a great
hospitable.
Show.
But it was definitely a great crowd and great show. But
they
he,
both were all the ones. We forgot to say that. We should say that.
Perfect. I won't do that again.
He was sad that he couldn't offer us like any food recommendations because everything was closed early. But
it's
as we're driving about, we see just Sonic after Sonic open. What was the situation in car
number
7?
Number 7 or. His hesitation was number 7 or.
I was
never
in a car with y'all.
Number,
I was
now
in
I'm
a different
saying,
car.
I'm asking, what was the situation
the
in
situation
there?
Was I wasn't in the driver's seat to press the button.
Oh.
And I'm not trying to throw any blame here. It's just how it happened. It was pretty quick.
And so it was really over funny. In an instant. Because by the time Elka was able to order, the lights just shut off, and we were the last order that snuck in there. He had to.
It tasted like it, by the way.
They had spit filled Coney dogs.
I don't think so. It was fine. They loved it. Scrum. But it said they were open for another 30 minutes. So
Scrum dogs.
And Elka was relegated to eating mic rations of. It was kettle-warmed ramen.
I know you had extra, which I'd been eating most of the night, but I even felt bad about eating your ramen. I was like, man, no, like, I'm eating this. I had plenty of Chris's chips.
Could you feel the worms growing in you?
I felt like I could feel the worms growing from the chips that Chris gave me.
Dude, why are you disparaging Chris?
I'm not disparaging him. He's great, and I have boycotted Sonic since. I'm not mad at him. I'm fucking mad at Sonic. Fuck Sonic. On the record.
Okay, we'll be clear.
Oh, shit.
Are they on notice?
See what happens when you talk shit?
They are.
You see how instant that karma was?
She should be off notice, dude.
Why?
Come on.
What did she ever do to be off?
Well, let's replace her with
them. No, you don't just... What do you have? How big do you think the notice board is? It's not small.
That'll be the segment. It's got space. On notice. We'll have a segment. Someone's on... Just call someone
Sonic.
Out.
Sonic, oh, you're on notice.
Which
Sonic
one?
Is on
Sonic's
notice.
On notice for what?
Sonic...
I don't like this. I don't like this one.
There's multiple Sonic...
Well,
someone could be on notice, but I can support them. They're on fucking notice
because of that.
Sonic the Food Chain because of this story. And the movie Video Game Rendition. They're on fucking notice because that shit was trash.
We're back. Segment two coming in hot. Who knows where we are when we left off? Felt pretty boring, though. Your mic's super hot, I think.
Oh shit!
You got
mic
a
changed.
New mic, cause it's hot as fuck, and now we're living on Daddy's red truck. Like, ha! We're driving Daddy's big red truck into town, folks. This is a hot, like, fucking 20-30 minutes in, depending on how we edit this into the podcast. We're coming with some energy. Yeah, we don't give a shit, son. We don't care about what it's like.
Yeah,
behind blue eyes. No way, shit, son.
Poop brown eyes.
I'm gonna
only.
Call out from a white guy. Make money off queer, transgender, and diverse.
Hold on, dude. My show's on there. Don't do that.
Book us because I make jokes like that.
No, my next show's on that.
You make your barrier. Yeah, you're not me, and it's very clear that I'm the one that he's racist against. You got the racism last time. This time it's me. Everything's so much louder this time. What changed?
I didn't do it.
Yo, bro. Your septum is showing, bruh. Hey, your septum is
that's not
drowned.
True to call out of.
That's not what's,
No call out of.
Look, I'm
please.
Probably going to leave that in.
God damn it, Michael.
Look, it's the internet, man. He's going to be on the internet.
The outer net.
The outer net. We're on the outer net here, folks.
We really are.
We may have just done a hard edit, and we may have just come back in. I'm going
to
put someone
coming
else.
Coming to you from
we
the
just
underground.
Added someone else. Let's just put it like this, folks. In that segment that you didn't hear, can you do a dee 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 like a news line? No, like you know the yeah that like yeah okay.
Hardwire, this just in. I added during the segment which we just removed another person on notice,
which we won't name here, folks. It's too personal, but their name is so. You're on notice.
What? Damn it!
Who knows which one? No one knows which one.
I know.
That's. Edit that part out.
His own notice.
There is not. Damn it.
It's someone who. We won't get into clues. Look, we were talking about. Will you stop with
Shut
that?
Shut
Jesus fucking Christ.
I just had to do it for some reason.
Well, don't do that. Don't do that.
Are they going to know what it was? You have to
what
leave
do you
it
mean?
In now.
We don't have to leave any of this part in.
All right,
that
cool.
was just annoying
my
as fuck,
my fault, dude.
Yeah, that's really annoying. I don't know what you think that was
hey,
adding
we,
past a certain point.
Can we
point.
Pause for the bong cause? Is that
just
all right?
Just fucking rip it.
Well, all right. Didn't want to like start ripping in
there.
Like, are you
it,
fucking you. Dumb? You're doing that right now.
Look,
that's
I think
how y'all
we
sound.
All know that that's gonna happen regardless of what exactly you do. And I can't help that either. I don't want that to be the case, but sometimes, just like I had to pull a Bugs
well,
Bunny
shit,
on the guy
man.
At Red River in 7th, I didn't want that to be what I had to do either. But sometimes you gotta be like, what the fuck is this? man, do a drop there. You look fucking crazy, bruh.
I feel pretty wild right now.
You look like you're about to drop an Orpheus bomb.
You hear that sound? It's me getting ready to drop the Orpheus bomb.
And wait, what was our segments from last time?
That's what I said. We have
I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing shorts. We can. So is Mike wearing pants? No. We have.
We need that.
What were some other segments we had?
We jokingly just had On Notice.
On Notice is good. Let's at least power through some more of this tour thing and finish that up. So we did, where were we? Santa Fe. Last we talked, we stayed in a very cool modern house. We were like modern kind of Adobe feel studio house thing. And what was that cat's name, guys?
Thump.
I was going to guess Thump. I should have guessed
it. It wasn't Thumper.
I think I'm part psychic, guys. I was going to guess Thump. So from Santa Fe, we head towards, what's next there? Phoenix?
The place with the crazy art shit.
Oh, yeah, we went to Meow Wolf while we were in town. That's right. Let's talk about that. That's definitely worth talking about. So while we were in Santa Fe, the morning after staying at Chris's, which was, again, very very cool, modern, like, house studio, Adobe kind of situation, very contemporary yet classic, very cool spot, and said goodbye to the cartoon cat Thumper, and we went to...
He had a thump tail.
Once the van started, actually, we ended up going to the notorious Meow Wolf, the interactive art exhibit, the walkthrough kind of space. And it was funny because we pull up in our van, and we're definitely in a mystery machine of sorts, rather, and we hop out, and I think we mentioned last time our want to view these strangers as like blue dots in Grand Theft Auto, just strangers and freaks that can help us and at least give us some interesting information. And this guy just says, hey, are you guys a band? He just says a band. He doesn't say V band or anything too specific. We just say yes, because that's the question he's right. asking us. And we get into a little mini conversation. It's like, okay, great. Yeah, load in through the back here or whatever and blah, blah. And we're like, oh, we're not playing tonight. I mean, we definitely will. But he says, oh, sorry, I thought you guys were the band we have scheduled, but blah, blah. You know what? I'll get you guys in for free. So we end up saving, like, how much are tickets?
20 bucks, 30 bucks.
70 bucks. It would have been for all three of us.
Okay, yeah. Well, how much is an individual ticket?
Like 22 bucks.
I'm not
going
to pretend to do math. Okay, yeah, sick. So we save some money. We get in, and it's definitely worth looking up online if you're not familiar. It's just this culmination of psychedelic interactive art. You hop in through fireplaces and refrigerators and closets into these weird realms of just pure imagination, like in Whimsy and Slides and all of these kinds of psychedelic tropes just
instruments
peeped right in front of you. All these novelties just before your very eyes.
It's real life arpeggiation.
Oh yeah, they had a lot of very like again, it's an interactive space, so there's a lot of musical elements that you can actually control. And so we definitely...
What was that piano called? Have y'all seen something like that before?
It was like oscillating, arpeggiating piano.
Yeah, yeah, but do you know... Does it have a name or... What was...
Oh,
do you
like
know what
that had the rotating thing? That's yeah. Man, I forget. That's it's some
piano.
Sort of prepared piano though, where they have like... It's the definitely an augmentation, but...
It was cool as fuck.
Yeah, they had a lot of very intense kind of spinner-ready instruments and like some dinosaur bones that were malleable and they would... create some pitches like we have going on here. Just a paradise for kids and psychedelic parents alike and anyone in between.
We made some friends. We were on a lot of edibles.
Yeah, that's true. And we, fresh out of Denver, I won't even go with allegedly, we were just on a handful of edibles each. It was a wild time. Although I will say the edibles hit later in the hotel room, I think, when we ordered
way
pizza.
Harder later.
Just a classic tour story that's not that exciting, but kind of fun. We order a pizza and an hour goes by. We're like, man, where's that pizza? And we're just playing Grand Theft Auto. And these edibles are doing exactly that. Good timing, Alco.
The hunger is strong.
And we're wondering, but we're polite because we're so slowed down here.
Well, I want to say there was a little bit of not totally polite. Like, you guys are like, Alco, did you fuck this up?
Well, we're just wondering if maybe you fucked it up.
We were playing video games.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Did you even order it, you know?
You're going to pretend that that's not reasonable of us to think?
It was unreasonable, dude, that time.
Sometimes it can happen.
It didn't happen the whole tour, dude. I put my tour...
Some stuff happened that I don't know if we're remembering. But anyway, my point is, that after two hours we finally call directions. And they're like, oh shit, we didn't put it in, how can we make this right?
Yeah, I was so angry.
Finally get it to us, it's so late, we were so hungry. Again, it's very like the thought of a pizza to yourself, to your own self, between the three of you, it's such a welcome mirage of a sight. Once it got there, but we were looking forward to it for literally hours, and
just laughing, playing.
Dude, that Dr. Pepper was so good.
Oh my god.
That Dr. Pepper was so good.
What was the quote? We had a great Dr. Pepper quote.
It was just the best Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. It was just a cold 2 liter of Dr. Pepper, and they gave us cardboard cups, but they, for whatever reason, it was just, it must have been the edibles, honestly. I mean, let's be real, it was just Dr. Pepper, but.
Dude, Dr. Pepper's pretty great. Sometimes in the world, that's
all you want. Dr. Pepper and patience, you know what I mean? I don't know if there's a better combination.
We did get a lot of the meal comped too. I think we got most of it free, right? We got like two large.
I never checked on that.
Oh shit!
But I think probably, I don't know.
That was true. Lopez was like, "I got this pizza," and then who knows what happened. But that was pretty.
I think the quote was, "I don't know if it's these 23 edibles."
Oh yeah,
because there was a synchronicity of that being the actual number of edibles, and that's the Dr. Pepper.
Right, or if this is the best. Yeah, I don't know if it's
32 flavor. What's their thing?
23 flavors.
Oh yeah, 23.
I don't know if it's the 23 flavors, or what was it? I don't know if it's the 23 edibles.
or if this is the best Dr. Pepper I've had in my life, and I gotta say it held up. So that's just like a fun little moment of tour madness. I think from there. What is that?
Albuquerque.
The next day, the van wouldn't start again, and we went to that Applebee's, or was it
a
Chili's?
Yeah, we went to that was a Chili's, and we come down just a little bit, Elko. We heard a lot of, like, the bartender was doing the classic, mulling the line between, these liberals and, because
he was centering hard.
Yeah, he had to try and not upset these weird fucking stonery-looking guys that just walked in, and,
These Austin guys.
I think we
also
just shared.
The Tuesday afternoon regulars that were there.
Yeah, it was
pretty
great.
I went to the bathroom.
Oh, yes, this
I went
is
to
it.
The bathroom, just, you know, you gotta go, and there was this old man, stall door wide open, pants at his ankles, just taking a shit right there. And what was that, Albuquerque, I guess?
Yeah.
That was, I kind of wish I wish you guys would have seen
this
that. I don't know.
Texted us. Hey, yeah, guys, so come in the bathroom.
That's what I tried to do, yeah. Hey, come to the bathroom real quick.
Just like Freddie Mercury was like, no. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. That was, that fucking guy. I mean, and I guess, you know, at that point in life, I don't know.
He probably needed some help after. Did you stick around?
No, I bailed. I peed and left. I don't even know if I washed my hands.
Pretty whack. So, from Albuquerque, we went to some desert stuff,
after
right?
After the van finally started,
yeah,
we
went
got to Arizona.
Explored some desert stuff.
We saw great stuff on the way, some cool cacti. Cacti.
Yeah. It was definitely
country.
The kind of spot where you could very easily get lost.
People.
Yeah.
What?
Get lost or buried.
Calm down.
And,
you're telling me there's not buried people out there also?
Listen to this. Calm down.
Yeah, it very much was a great match with the soundscape work you're doing, Elko. Just the awe of it. I really liked it out there. I think that would have been
the biggest
spot.
That was
God,
wild.
Yeah, it was really insane. And just the whole visual of it was, you know, a few Texas boys were used to some flat shit out here, but it was a striking thing all around. I believe from that show, what was next? We had
Tuck.
Was that Tucson then?
Yep. Tuck.
So we
was
actually had some help from Adrian Lake, in-town local booker.
But there was some drama right before then.
Yeah, because we lost a date, right? And then what was the drama?
The drama was, I forgot, but you're speaking of a Las Vegas date was dropped. That's
oh,
why
yeah,
Tucson
we,
was
we dropped
there.
Las Vegas date, that's right. We had planned on going to Las Vegas, but that fell through along with Nashville, or along the wayside with Nashville. Boop, boop, boop. And from there, we had to pick up some space. So we ended up getting help from Adrian Lake, an Austin booker here in town, and she hooked us up with Skybar, who we'll also be returning to this December. I believe that's the 14th if you are in Tucson. And after that show, Elko and I met a really cool guy, a really interesting, cool kind of dude who I don't know how much longer we had to stay in his house before he tried to get an inappropriate
feel.
This is the
sound for that guy.
No, I think it's the sexy hi-hats that you had before. That's definitely not the sound for that guy. I don't approve any of those sounds for this guy. Okay, maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm getting there. But that was a weird time in Tucson from... Oh, and I definitely, that whole night, had the door person. They were someone I would identify as male, and they were someone I would identify as into my D, but I was just flattered to have the attention.
For the record, I would also identify him as both of those things.
Yeah, it was very obvious, and... You know, that's fine. I can't pretend that... Maybe my dad had something right in his assessment of the Freddie Mercury thing from earlier, from before, right? Maybe he's, like, seeing something other people see. But my point is, that night I had two very near door hookup stories that could have unfolded. Neither of them would have been ideal for me. But from there, where did we go? Phoenix?
Then we dipped out, and we're leaving Arizona.
No, we went to...
No, we went to Phoenix.
Yeah, we saw Neil Brennan.
No, wait, hold on. There's an important thing that we skipped over that I wanted to stop before
please,
we got to Skybar.
Just talk, and then
don't
play that.
Denver a long time ago, dude.
So while we were in New Mexico, I got pulled over.
We talked about
twice,
this, though.
But no, this is the second time. Because remember, that was when we were going into Arizona.
Our point, I think, what Alka's getting at is don't trust him to drive the van. Don't trust him to drive the van.
I'll put my record on fucking whatever blast. You can go Google my record and see. I just got a lot of speeding tickets.
Yeah, that's
all right,
not
I
ideal.
I get caught. It's
if
not,
maybe we have
we
a bunch
all do
of
it.
Edibles on us.
Well,
allegedly.
That's what happened, but not. I didn't get speeding ticket. I got one. And then the second one was because the van's license plate light was
that
out.
That one's not your fault at all.
And that was unfortunate, but that
I
one
almost
was scary.
Shit myself both times.
That one was
yeah,
scary
was
in particular
scary.
Because there was like 8 cops immediately around the van, and we were like, oh, shit. And I didn't
Scarlett
accidentally...
Scarlett Johansson was there.
I didn't accidentally have any weed on me in that time.
Or
but
ever.
I did have allegedly have bags full of edibles,
and
allegedly.
Imagine hypothetically... Again, how much worse in the timeline were those people we made up had a pipe on them, too? Oof.
Ooh. Yeah. Thank goodness it was clean and it was a tobacco pipe.
Yeah, a color-changing tobacco glass pipe, for sure.
Probably some, like, CBD K2 usage.
So that's out of New Mexico. We get to Phoenix.
By the way, this is K2.
K2, like what it's like smoking K2?
Dude, honestly, I want to fucking smoke some K2 right now.
You would. And then for the last night of tour, we hit Phoenix, and it was a... We ended up having a band drop. Can we not do that?
Okay, all right, man. We did pass through Roswell, too. Shout
hey,
out
where,
aliens.
Hey, real quick, where do you get K2?
Probably at
like
Planet K.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so the last night of the tour was in Phoenix, and we... Ended up having a band drop, but we were able to power through because Alko brought his solo stuff as well, so he was able to do a set in between us throwing out two that night. And before the show, we were able to go last minute as fuck see Neil Brennan.
And Fahim Amor.
Yeah. And Fahim Amor, yeah, and that was a great show at, I forget the name of that, I think it's Stand Up Live Phoenix, but... Definitely a cool venue. Definitely,
we saw him on the street, but we weren't like cool guys.
I think we just were aware of not being annoying, and you know,
we
didn't want to
sound like this.
Yeah, we didn't want to be that at all. I don't think anyone wants that. But yeah, that was a fun close to the tour. Just seeing, definitely one of my favorite comics.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time.
And then walking back to the club in a new city. It was,
hilarious.
It was cool. It was a cool break from, you know, just the tour, like the regular shit on driving and fucking eating and
it
gas stations.
It sort of existed
and,
in a bubble where we were just tourists
for
just a brief moment. We were like
for a few hours,
tourists, not on any other agenda, not there
Phoenix
to
Phoenix is very cool.
Gruel. Yeah, it was a fun time.
I would agree on that. Or thank you.
There was like
agree.
A winter
Excuse
wonderland
me.
Happening. What's that?
Well, that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Radley.
Little Radley boy. Yeah, there was like a winter wonderland setup they had going on, and through the main strip of the town. It was like a scene out of some sort of 1940s New York movie. I don't know. But which is a weird thing to see pop up in Phoenix. But
it's still a very big city. It's like
oh, yeah.
One of the biggest cities.
But just like in terms of the region, it's funny to see this. I think they had like fake snow going and shit like that. But whatever the case, it was a cool last night of the show. We definitely
it felt great there because it was winter. It was like 70 in the day.
We definitely had a long drive ahead of us, but after, I think that was the last night we bought a hotel. I slept in the van that night with the gear, and then we just fuck it. It was like a, I want to say, like 19-hour drive.
Back home?
We split it, me and I. It was a really nice drive, too. We went and saw some cool stuff out of Arizona. Like, didn't we pass through Flagstaff and...
I have no idea, area. Man. I was just fucking hauling dick. Or not even that. Just trying to get the time in. That's all it was a matter of. And I think we finally got back. We pulled in towards Austin, like, 6 or 7 a.m.
It was early.
Finally. And just living off of jerky and protein cookies.
No, didn't we hit... Didn't you guys... wasn't there a train or something that, like, came through on the very end? You had to, like, reroute?
There was some fucked up traffic or something happened.
I was, like, in a sleep state, but I remember that. Like, what is going on?
Just a bunch of boring stuff that adds up to basically everything that could have postponed or delayed us in our journey back home to our own beds definitely happened. And who could expect anything else?
The boys managed to get home safely, barely break even, y'all, and even accrue a couple of stories along the way. We're glad to share them with you here on the Feast of Friends. Many thanks. And until next time, y'all, I've been Stevie Frequency checking in with ya, but for now, I'm out.
Pumpkiss.
Yeah.